The Natural News Store is now open. Hi, this is Joni Cox with Homegrown Health with some great news for your health and your budget. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving money right now on superfoods like cacao, camu camu, and acai. You'll find coconut flour, coconut sugar, and hemp seeds, as well as detox products like Zeotrex, Oxy Powder, and Nascent Iodine. You'll also find survival organic food supplies and colloidal silver. Both can help you prepare for natural disasters or other events that might threaten your health or safety. As Hurricane Sandy recently taught America, just one storm can knock out the power grid and leave us all scrambling for food and medicine. We've also got amazing herbal medicine cabinets and herbal survival kits. Plus, we're the exclusive source for the all-new Natural Attitude Turmeric Extract. It's a powerful, alcohol-free, liquid form of turmeric with high absorbability. Plus, get free shipping in the USA on orders of $99 or more. A portion of all sales helps fund health freedom and food freedom initiatives. Find all this and much more at shopnaturalnews.com. That's shopnaturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for tuning in to Health Conspiracy Radio. My name is Nick Brannigan, and we are streaming from naturalnewsradio.com. Also, you can get all the archives on iTunes, healthconspiracy.com, and my not daily show, but almost daily show that is live most of the time is at blogtalkradio.com/HC Radio. Big show coming up. Vonnie Hari, the food babe, will be joining us for the full show. Super excited to get a chance to speak with her. But before we get to our guest, everyone, if you live in Las Vegas, I encourage you strongly, check out Vegas Valley Organics, my sponsor, Vegas Valley Organics at getveggies.com. They are the only USDA-certified CSA program, CSA standing for Community Supported Agriculture, in Las Vegas. If you want to get your certified organic fruits and veggies, go down there. They are located on Pebble and Eastern in the Regal Cinema Plaza. They will be returning this month to the district, the farmer's market at the district in Green Valley, Henderson. That's the only farmer's market that they'll be at. But online delivery – you can get your delivery now scheduled online or go down there in person for select zip codes. So getveggies.com will get you all that information. So please check them out. If you go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/getveggies, you can see my weekly vlogs that I do for them. I believe this past weekend I had a vlog of my daughter eating her Brussels sprouts. That's right. My kid eats Brussels sprouts, okay? So check them out, getveggies.com, and get those vlogs and share them with your friends, share them with your families. Go halves on a basket with somebody. I believe if you have three or more people receiving vegetables or deliveries to a business or an apartment complex, they do it for free. call them, double check on that. Don't quote me on that. I want to make sure they're still doing that. But that is getveggies.com. And, of course, my sponsor, Dr. Soumya Sridharan from Las Vegas, homeopathy.com. She is the as good as it gets. If you want a doctor that's not going to put you on prescription drugs, not going to force vaccination on you and your children, is going to help cure you through homeopathic remedies and through actual nutrition. A doctor that knows something about nutrition. Check out Dr. Soumya Sridharan at LasVegasHomeopathy.com. And I just got to say, she is just a walking encyclopedia of nutrition. She is as good as it gets. And I'm just very, very humbled to have her on my show, or as a sponsor for the show, rather. So check her out. LasVegasHomeopathy.com. And if you don't live in Las Vegas, no need to worry. She does Skype consultations. So you can get her her email, her contact information through the website. So stay tuned. Vani Hari, the food babe, is coming up next. You're listening to Nick Brannigan on Health Conspiracy Radio.
Is there a health conspiracy? You can bet your bottom dollar. Genetically modified food, poison in your tap water, toxic, tainted, and abused meat and dairy. Ingredients of mass destruction, poisonous pesticides and herbicides, deep psychological propaganda, food that makes your children go crazy. Do you think the FDA is meant to protect you? And just what in the world are they spraying in the skies? You have been a victim of mass programming, but it's never too late. Learn how to successfully make changes that last, leading you to a new life of health and vibrancy that most will never experience. Over the next hour, allow Nick Brannigan to share with you his research, expertise, and life experience. This is Health Conspiracy Radio.
Once again, my friends, you are listening to Health Conspiracy Radio. We are streaming on naturalnewsradio.com. My name is Nick Brannigan, and I am very excited to speak with my next guest, probably just as or almost as excited as when I talked to Jeffrey Smith, because she needs no introduction, but Vani Hari, the food babe, is pretty much as far as building a blog and doing real online activism and offline activism, my opinion is she's as good as it gets. And outside of my daughter, I don't think there's anyone that makes me want to do better work. When I see the work that Vani does, it makes me want to start writing even more, do more radios, do more podcasts, and make more videos and do what it takes to really reach people and affect change in people's lives, because that's really what it's all about. She has a book coming out. It's actually out today or tomorrow, February 10th or the 11th, The Food Babe Way, which I was fortunate enough to receive an advanced copy of. And it's just – it's I love it. It's so much good stuff in there. You could take it and immediately start to add habits and get new habits going in your life to improve your dietary situation and to make you the best version of yourself possible. So, Vani Hari, thank you for being on Health Conspiracy Radio.
Thank you so much for having me and that wonderful introduction. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I don't even know where to start. I have some notes. I want to talk about so much with you. But if you could, give us just the short version of what the Food Babe Way is all about. I'll say this. First thing I noticed, it's more solution than problem, which is rare these days. Even on this show, I find myself talking about the problems more than the solutions. But we know the world's a horrible place. We know the food system is jacked up. And if all we do is talk about the problems, we're useless. So I like that there's more solutions than problems. But give us the short version. What's the Food Babe Way all about? What motivates you to write it? And how did you get to this point where you're at now?
Well, you know, for most of my life, I grew up on processed foods. And as a result, had a lot of health issues. Had no idea that these health issues were associated with the way I was eating. I really thought it was just my genetics. I was, you know, born this way with all of these health issues that I had to take prescription drugs for. I mean, I had everything from eczema to asthma to allergies. I was on antibiotics like every single year. I felt like I felt several times a year, some years. Was on steroids, all sorts of things. And then when I had a health crisis in my early 20s where I gained a lot of weight, continued to have these health issues and just continued to have more health issues like appendicitis, I started to just have a wake-up call moment where I decided to take back control of my health. And as a result, everything changed in my life. I went off all of my prescription drugs. My weight normalized. My body started to feel like it never felt before. I started to become this new being of health that I didn't even think was possible. And I started to realize that the majority of my life I was walking around like a zombie, really in a zombie state in a foreign body that I didn't even recognize. I don't even recognize anymore. Actually, just recently, my mom dropped off a box of old photos, and I was looking through them and saw some old pictures of what I used to look like. And I actually just shared those on my blog this week. And, you know, I am even shocked how far I've come. And it is such a true testament to what food can do and what eating the best foods on the planet can do in eliminating the toxic chemicals that the food industry has put into our food and the very questionable food additives that they've put into our food that have been invented really to improve the bottom line of their wallets but not improve the health of consumers. And so when I started to figure out this information, it took me a long time. It wasn't an overnight change. It wasn't overnight information. It wasn't like I read one book and was able to figure it out. I read so much. I just became incredibly passionate about finding out what's in food, what humans should be eating, how to make yourself healthy. And I just had this kind of knack for research because I learned it in high school where I was a top-tier ranked debater. Back then we didn't have Google, so you actually had to go to the library and get some microfiche and do all this crazy stuff to get this information and read, like, law journals and all sorts of things. And so I used those same skills with health. And it just became really, like, outside passion. And I continued to work in the corporate world. I was working in a consulting firm that was very prestigious and had me working in very crazy environments with lots of hours and really demanding work schedule, and continued to live that kind of lifestyle, and eventually taught myself on one of the habits that allow you to live in this world where we're running around, going crazy. We are fast-paced. We're, you know, going from work to home to the grocery store, picking up the kids, you know, going out with your friends, doing social activities, and like, where do you find time to take care of yourself, and where do you find time to make really great decisions about what you put in your body? And I started teaching myself these like fundamental habits on how to get me through these different situations. When my boss would ask me to go out to eat at a restaurant that I knew served all sorts of toxic chemicals, or I was on the road traveling for work for several weeks in a row, like, how was I going to be able to maintain my health and my weight and everything being away from my kitchen, you know? And so I started to come up with all of these habits and strategies and tips and tricks. And my friends around me really saw this dramatic change. They saw that I've changed physically and also mentally because I just became a happier, more exciting person to be around because I felt so good about myself. And so they wanted to know what these habits were. And that's originally why I started the blog. I had no idea it was going to turn into this activist focus, get these companies to do the right thing and hold them accountable type of situation. It was all by accident, really. It was not meant to do that. This is total accident, this activism, how I've been able to get multi-billion-dollar companies to change as a result of everyone who's been following the blog to share this information out there and rise up together and create this movement to get these companies to change their ingredients. But really, you know, this book, The Food Babe Way, is the book that I wish I had, that I wish somebody would have created for me, that somebody would have said, Bonnie, here, I've researched everything that's in food, and here you go. This is the manual. This is the 21-day plan. This is the 21-day program that you can start to develop. Learn these concepts and apply them to your own life day by day in an amount that won't make you feel overwhelmed or make you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't eat anything anymore or anything like that, and really show people that removing the food additives from your diet and the food chemicals from your diet is actually a very easy thing to do when you follow these principles and you follow these habits, and they really allow you to set your body up for success. And really, that's the book that I wanted to create, and I wish, you know, somebody would have created this for me. And so it's really the book that I wish I would have had. And I when I spent over a year writing it, I really, really tried to make it the best book I possibly could so that anybody who's living anywhere can pick it up and start to learn about what's in our food supply so they can apply that to their own health. I mean, things like that I never thought I would have to research, but I tell you, I was just so sick of my parents going to Olive Garden that I just wanted them to know what was in the endless breadsticks and pasta and soup that they get on Saturdays. Like, I went and researched that, and I'm, you know, never before introduced information is now public and published in this book that people can learn about what's at these, you know, chain restaurants. What are they eating? What are the chemicals they're being exposed to? I mean, never in a million years would I would have thought that when you go to a sit-down restaurant that they would be getting rice in the plastic bags that they put in the microwave to serve you. Rice is one of the easiest things to make in the world. You're at a restaurant. You expect them to make your food. But a lot of this food is coming in already pre-processed, pre-packaged, and given to you in a way that really can be detrimental to your health by exposing you to the toxins in the plastic or some other types of chemicals, so or additives to keep it fresh. And so that's what the book is about. And I'm telling you, I really do believe that if everyone were to follow this plan, the food industry would crumble as we know it. And Dr. Mark Hyman actually says that forward. And I really think that, you know, this is something that cannot be stopped. The internet age has made this information very accessible, and now people are becoming informed. And when people become informed, they demand transparency. And food companies that continue to hide their practices and hide what's in their food are going to fail. And the companies that show more transparency, show better ingredients, start to change their ingredients are going to be the ones rewarded by the consumers.
Very nice. And as far as creating a manual that's easy to follow, I think you've done a great job at that. Because back when I was, I live in Las Vegas, and I used to be a very aggressive nightclub bouncer before I became healthy and more spiritual. But I remember a cocktail waitress saying to me one time, asking me about the GMOs and vegetarian and whatever. And I started explaining stuff to her, and she said, I want to be healthy. I just don't know how. And at the time, in the moment, I thought that was a really dumb thing to say. But after I thought about it, it's how would she know how if you weren't given this information? So a book like The Food Babe Way, for future reference, or even like I love that Mark Hyman, Dr. Hyman, gets a stamp of approval because his book, Ultra Metabolism, was one of the first ones I read that really got me going in the right direction. But publications like The Food Babe Way is something where I can say, hey, go to this website, thefoodbabeway.com, and get this book, and she'll tell you how. So you don't have to do the research because the research has been done for you. And I love, too, what you said, Bonnie, about how none of this was planned and it was all by accident, because it never ceases to amaze me when we let go of results and we just move forward with what we're passionate about, how the universe kind of knocks itself out to accommodate us. So one thing I want to ask you about, so I know you have lots of things you did as far as getting active goes, going offline, but one thing that I kind of got chills reading was your experience at the Democrat National Convention when one Tom Vilsack, the former biotech governor of the year, was speaking. Can you tell us what did you do when Tom Vilsack was on stage?
Yeah, I tell the whole story actually in The Food Babe Way, and it's actually one of those moments, again, where you just kind of lose sight of everything around you and you're just so crazy passionate and you're so fed up that you do things you never thought you could do. And I tell you, I ran to be a delegate at the national convention when Obama was running for re-election in 2008.
Re-election was
2012. Guys, goodness. In 2012, so that I could make sure that I got to speak about the fact that we do not have GMO labeling in this country, the fact that President Obama promised that he would enact white blame. Instead, he's completely ignored the entire movement. And so I felt like if I ran to become a delegate, I could really bring light to this issue because, you know, the national conventions are usually the place where the party discusses the platform and the ideas that they want to get passed when the president or whoever candidate is elected. And so one of the things that I found out very quickly while I was there that week, I tried to speak to every policymaker I could get my hands on. And, you know, if no one's been to a convention before, really, it's you, other delegates from other states, and then every policymaker from that side of the realm, along with tons of media, tons of celebrities, tons of people that are very influential in this world, all in one place, all in one week. And so you have the ability to talk to people like, for example, I talked to President Bill Clinton. I talked to the Undersecretary of Agriculture. I got to speak to people like Will I Am and Chris Matthews, who's constantly on TV talking about politics. And like, for example, when I asked him about this issue, he's like, "When have I ever discussed that on my show?" I mean, he just kind of like blew me off, and it was just like I couldn't believe that nobody was talking about food in our country, what's been happening to it, how we can safeguard our citizens, how we can bring more transparency. I mean, literally, this was just not a conversation that was happening the whole week during these events, and that really made me so fed up that I decided to actually protest on the front row of the national convention when in front of Tom Vilsack. On the back of my program, I wrote labeled GMOs, and I stood up high. I stood up in front of everyone, and my delegation did not know I was going to do this. It really was just passion that kind of took me over, and I didn't even understand it. And I still don't even understand the impact that I made that day because I tell you, I was I was in a situation where I couldn't believe that I was actually doing this, but this is, I couldn't think of a better place to protest than your own convention, because really that's where your voice gets heard. And so luckily North Carolina, since I was a North Carolina delegate and the National Democratic Convention was in North Carolina, I got to sit on the front row. I had preferential treatment, so I sat on the front row and held my sign up high. When I was doing that, I received so much applause, commotion, so much stuff was happening. My own delegation was yelling at me, going, "What is she doing?" And so many video cameras and photographers took their eyes off of Tom Vilsack and put it on me. And I was swarmed by cameras. And I actually was interviewed by the Washington Times as well as other news agencies about that experience. And I tell you, I remember like being so scared when I was doing that because I thought I was going to get kicked out. I thought I was going to get like put in jail. I didn't know, you know, like just kicked out, not being allowed to come back to the convention. I mean, the president hadn't even spoken yet. He was going to speak the next day. And I was really nervous. And but I just stood there, held my sign very high, it wasn't a violent protest or anything like that. It was just, I wanted to make sure our voices were heard for this movement. And something incredible happened afterwards. Well, not only was I had a dedicated security guard to me for the rest of the event and relegated to the back of the convention hall, but, you know, there were delegates from California and Hawaii that came down and spoke to me afterwards and just thanked me for doing that because they've been fighting for safer farmland there and to get Monsanto out of their grips for so long. And also my own delegation, when they saw the news reports coming out the next day, thanked me for doing that too. They had no idea why I was doing it. They didn't know what a GMO was before I did that. And it really was an opportunity to educate a lot of people very quickly. And, I mean, who knows if I'll ever get elected to do anything like that again, considering I did pull that stunt. But I tell you, it was really important to get that information out there because and for someone to stand up for it because, I mean, to think that the leaders in your government and are all, you know, talking about the issues that mean the most to them and they're not talking about food and health was very alarming. It was just very alarming and very eye-opening at the same time.
And it's just weird how politics thinks that's a side issue, like that, you know, Chris Matthews. Is that a topic I've ever talked about? Well, why don't you talk about it then, silly man?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about, digress to a specific chapter in your book, and we're not going to go too much detail into it because, you know, get everyone buy the book, thefoodbabeway.com. But the chapter on diets I really enjoyed because I find in this day and age people kind of get to this stick to a diet as a religion, so to speak. People love putting labels on themselves. You know, we have the paleo, I'm gluten-free, I'm a raw foodie, I'm vegan, and all those diets, they suppress options and possibilities. And one of the things that I love was consistent when you critiqued all these, and I'm 100% behind you on this. If the diet doesn't talk about non-GMO and organic, then it's no good. But I am vegan, but I like what you said about the vegan diet because, you know, I've said this a million times, there's no such thing as a vegan diet because vegan says what you don't eat. A diet is more of what you do eat. But I love that you chose these two products that are garbage in a bag that all my vegan friends eat, and I tell them stop eating them. But the Beyond Meat products and the Daya Cheese product, which Daya, every time I email them asking about the non-GMO project, they act like they never heard of it, even though I've emailed them 5 times over 4 years. But specifically, if you had this in front of you, Vani, why would one, a vegan, want to avoid Beyond Meat and Daya Cheese?
Well, you know, here's the deal with being vegan. And again, there's a lot of great things about being vegan, the things that you do give up. Like factory farm meat is absolutely disgusting. So I'm so, you know, happy to support that. But I think what I wanted to cover in this chapter where I talk about popular diets is not to say that one diet is better than the other, but to really show you that if you're on these diets, there are pitfalls if you don't follow these principles in this book. So really, this book is a guide to eating whatever diet you're on. You have to follow these principles because there are going to be pitfalls. And in a couple of examples in the vegan section is these examples of Beyond Meat and also Daya Cheese. You know, a lot of these vegan products, you know, again, they're inventions for real food. Because you don't eat cheese, they've invented a cheese that tastes like cheese and created all these different processed chemicals together. Same thing goes for Beyond Meat. They've invented meat for you using a bunch of different questionable ingredients, including canola oil and soy protein isolate. So, and some soy protein isolate also is extracted with hexane, so canola actually. So, unless it's expeller prepped. But I think it's just important for people to realize in order to get true nutrition, if you're vegan or otherwise not, you know, if you decide to be vegan, let's just be honest with you, you know, you're going to get your main nutrition from the plants, the fruits, the nuts, the seeds, the quinoa, you know, that you're eating, the avocados, the beans that you're eating. You're not going to get the true nutrition from these processed foods. And I really wanted to show where you have pitfalls, you know, especially in the gluten-free diet. That's another section where I show a lot of the gluten-free foods that are now being invented are very harmful for your health and actually can increase your blood sugar level and lead to fat gain. And a lot of people reduce gluten because it makes them feel better and lose weight. But, hey, you're kind of like, it's like a double-edged sword when you start to bring in these other processed food products. So every time there's a trend, and this is something I talk about in the book and I talk about a lot on the blog, and every time there's a trend, the food industry takes note and they start to invent products to meet that trend. And so it's really important for us to understand and take back control of our knowledge about food and use our basic common sense and start to apply that to the way we're eating. You know, you don't have to be a scientist or nutritionist to know how to eat. And that's why I wrote this book, to show you how to eat without being either one of those things.
Yes, and let's give a special shout out to the Gardein brand, because they're another vegan product that all my vegan friends eat. And I'll say this, and I don't know if you came across this in your research, Vani, but soy protein isolate, there's a reason there's no such thing as organic soy protein isolate. Because even if it's non-GMO, even if it's hexane-free, it's such a chemical process to turn it into what they call soy protein isolate. There's no way it could be organic anymore. But I love it. Just, we got to stop putting labels on ourselves and eat real food. Now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. So, everyone, stay tuned. Her website's foodbabe.com. The book, you can get more information at thefoodbabeway.com. And what's the exact date that it comes out, Vani?
February 10th, so it's out now. Go get it. It's available at every bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Support your local bookstore and help me spread the word, because I tell you, there are so many people trying to prevent this information from getting out there. And if you can leave an honest review on one of these sites and spread the word to your friends and family and buy them a copy, that would be really helpful.
Yes, and I got an advanced copy, but I'm going to buy a few copies myself for some friends, because if the Food Babe Way and Vani's successful, we all succeed, because we're all getting healthier and we're all becoming better versions of ourselves. So everyone stay tuned. This is Nick Brannigan with Health Conspiracy Radio.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super foods, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
So, of course, we've all heard that Kim and Kanye named their baby girl North. There's no middle name.
Let them decline the bill. I don't need a bunch of creepy little weirdos telling me and my daughter how to avoid GMO food, because you know what I've done? I've labeled my mind.
Miley Cyrus twerking, finally. Here's the thing about the whole Miley Cyrus twerking thing.
We can come here, we can march, we can protest, but don't leave here and every day continue to eat genetically modified food in every meal that you eat.
Yeah. Has the 50 Shades of Grey movie already been cast? Justin Bieber's new arch nemesis revealed.
You're listening to Health Conspiracy Radio.
Yes, you are, and this is your host, Nick Brandigan. We are streaming from naturalnewsradio.com. And just a quick note, Health Conspiracy TV is on its fourth episode. Hey, look, I appreciate the feedback. I know it looks like a 1997 webcam show, but, hey, we're working with what we got, and we're looking forward to upgrading our cameras and editing and all that stuff in the near future. And also, February 24th, I don't know who next week's guest is going to be, but February 24th, I have Max Goldberg coming on from livingmaxwell.com, so it'll be my first time talking to him, so I'm very excited to get to know him a little bit more and introduce him to the listening audience here. Now, I know, Vonnie, one of the things you said was that there's a lot of people coming out against the book, and I don't want to focus on the haters and the negative too much, but there's one interesting thing I do want to point out, one criticism that I think is completely silly, but I see why they're doing it, because I see how you're really scaring the system, is when they say, oh, Food Bay just wants – she's trying to make money. She's doing this for money. Now, there's this rising movement that I call the consciouspreneur movement, and that is people that make a living off adding value to people's lives and adding value to society and helping people become the best version of themselves possible. And my opinion is I think that scares the hell out of the system, people becoming financially independent, no longer stuck to the money matrix slavery system by doing good. Actually, quick funny story is a couple months ago I was reading this this article that was like critiquing the website and how much money you possibly made, and in the corner they were selling an ebook for like something like $80 and it was only 15 pages. And in the same breath they were saying, oh, she's making X amount off of the website. So yeah, I don't know if you ever heard the term consciouspreneur. We've been using it here in Las Vegas for the past year or so. But I think you are the example of what a system that lives off of insecurity and fear fears themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what's so funny about the people that say these kind of things about me is that they don't even know my story to begin with. If they did any research and heard about my story and how I started, they would realize that this is not a money-making operation. This is really drawn out of passion. You know, when I quit my corporate career, I was making zero money blogging on foodbabe.com. It's a pure passion project. And so when I decided, you know what, getting this information out and serving the world in this way is so much more important than the work that I was doing in the corporate world. When I made that decision based on how companies were responding to my writings, you know, it was a really tough decision because, you know, I was brought up thinking that success was, you know, your 401k and your health insurance and, you know, you had a paycheck and steady job and, you know, you went somewhere every day and you had a boss. And so to give all that up and to say, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this work was very scary. And when I told my husband that I really want to do this, I expected him to say, well, how are we going to pay the mortgage? We were definitely dependent on both of our salaries. And instead, he looked at me and he's like, well, what have you been waiting for? And really, everyone around me was giving me permission to do this work, but I wasn't giving it to myself because I was scared. I replaced fear. And finally, I let go of that fear, even though I continued to be scared for several months until I figured out how to support myself and also do this kind of work. And luckily, thank goodness, I came across some amazing mentors. One gentleman who has a heart of gold, Derek Halpern from SocialTriggers.com, we became friends. He showed me, like, here's how you give back to the world by providing a product that people love and enjoy and helps their lives and also fund the site and fund this operation. Because he goes, I bet you're going to need money one day in order to fly and deliver petitions at corporate headquarters and be able to, like, you know, hire graphic designers and web designers to develop petition sites. And you're going to need all this money to do this work. You're going to need a video. Videographer, you're going to need someone who knows how to do all of that kind of stuff. Because I tell you, I do not know how to do video work. I do not know how to do that. It's not my skill set. And so, you know, I have to hire everyone to do this kind of stuff. And thankfully, now that we've created this amazing membership program online called The Eating Guide, that where, you know, this was born out of my friends and family saying, you know, I just want to know, like, the shopping list and the recipes to eat each month and appropriately portioned so that I'm not eating too much and it keeps my weight stabilized. And I said, well, why don't I create that and I'll create it for everyone and they can subscribe to it if they like. And it's not something that, you know, is snake oil or anything like that. It is a really basic program on how to eat organically with really great recipes and shopping tips and grocery lists and things like that. And I have an amazing membership program that allows me to move forward in this work. It's not to mention writing a book, which I think gives back so much to the world. Also, you know, of course, when you buy the book, you know, you do support the Food Babe brand and the Food Babe way. And the Food Babe message, and you support me because it allows me to keep going and keep working at, you know, trying to change the food system. And so, you know, I'm only just getting started. You know, this is just the beginning. I've only been out of my corporate job for a little less than 2 years. So, you know, I'm just getting started. This is the early part of my career, and I really want to always provide products that give back to the consumer if they want to support me. You know, it's very simple. You know, I actually took off Google Ads from my blog because I just didn't like the random advertising. So I ended up, you know, making sure I develop more products that I can sell that, you know, really provide a benefit to the consumer and also have space for ads that of companies that I really do feel are changing the world, that are the activist companies out there like Suja Juice and Nativa, people out there that their mission is to take down Monsanto. So they are a perfect partner to partner with me and help support the site, and I'm very transparent about that. There's no fishy stuff going on here. This is really about getting this information out to the public and for them to have their hands on it. And if, you know, I can create guides and things to help that, then, you know, I hope this will support me so that I can continue this mission.
And that just the fact that you took Google Ads off of your account shows that you're someone with integrity. Because I on the live show last week, I reported on an article that had to do with McDonald's, their Pay with Lovin' dumb little advertisement marketing campaign. And on the same article, there was coupons for McDonald's and all the Google ads. And that is just such a conflict. To me, that's such a conflict right there. But, yeah, people got to understand, like, I made some pretty popular videos last year, but they cost money. And that's why people who are walking the talk and creating original content need support, and that's why everyone needs to buy a copy of The Food Babe Way. We actually made a video. I think you might have saw it, or I tweeted it to you about the we were giving people yoga mat sandwiches on the Las Vegas Strip and trying to.
Oh, that was you! Yes, I love that video. Yes,
that was me. I mean,
that was awesome.
Yeah, me and my I'm embarrassed. What's the word? How do you say it? Do you even remember how to say it?
I say it all the time. Azodicarbonamide.
It was such a creative video because even though, you know, people saw it online, but people actually there were thinking, like, what do you mean? This is what, yoga mat sandwiches? What is this all about? And that's where the funding comes in, to make stuff like that. And the other thing, I didn't want to bring this up, Bonnie, but you said snake oil. So, who's this Vance? This Vance jabroni from Monsanto? And I don't want to get into this, but I gotta just say how hilarious it is. What did he say about people that sell organic food or snake oil salesmen?
He lumped me into that conversation, which he's actually the Millennium Director of Monsanto, who's been hired to go against people who are selling snake oil like me, right? I'm not selling an organic food. I'm like supporting organic food and supporting this mission. And apparently that's snake oil. It's very, very interesting what someone from Monsanto thinks about this movement of healthier, toxic-free, pesticide-free living. It's unfortunate, you know, it's really unfortunate. It just shows how ludicrous and insane their arguments are.
Yeah, you know, unfortunate's a nice word. One part of me thinks it's hilarious. The empathetic part of me thinks it's sad that anyone would put themselves in that position. It's really Orwellian, 1984-ish. But let's get back to the book. We have about 15 minutes left. I don't know if there's anything specific you wanted to get into, but off the top of my head, I really like the article on fasting because I do intermittent fasting every day. I only eat for about an eight-hour period, with exception. I'm not fanatical about it. But I think you go a little further and say maybe 12 hours. But why do you feel Let me word it like this. I talk about fasting so much on the show. Can you give us your short version of why it's important, just so my audience hears it from someone else for a change?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, this has also been proven. This is not something that's some gimmick or something like that about a fast, that, you know, but this is actual. There's data that shows that humans do better when we aren't eating all the time, that our bodies start to work better, our hormones start to regulate more easily. Our metabolism is at its best when we're not constantly taxing our digestive system. The way humans evolved, you know, we didn't have access to food 24 hours a day. And now you see diets where they're getting people to eat every 2 hours, and you're constantly getting your digestive system to be moving. And really, when it's being taxed like that, it's not working. Your body doesn't have the energy, frankly, to work on other things like rejuvenating your cells and making you more beautiful and rejuvenating your skin and your hair and having all of these detox processes go on in your body if your body's constantly digesting food. So, one of the ways to rejuvenate your body every single day is to have a fast. Have a fast every single day where you go several hours without eating. And I love doing 12 hours. I think it's really easily done. And it sounds crazy, but it's most of it's while you're sleeping, especially if you're sleeping the recommended 8 hours a day. So the other 4 hours are the 2 hours before you go to bed. Just make sure you don't eat 2 hours before you go to bed, or maybe 3 hours or 4 hours before bed, if you like to eat right when you wake up. And then just wait a couple hours in the morning. You know, that's because I work out first thing in the morning, so it's really easy for me, and I don't like working out on a full stomach. So, you know, after I have my lemon water or my tea or my coffee, I'll go work out, and then after I work out, I'll go eat for the first time. And I tell you, just following this pattern of intermittent fasting has kept my body lean without really having to try or to be on a diet or anything like that. And also, it's helped improve my looks. There's just no doubt about it. And so this is actually one of the habits in the book that I teach you how to do, and I show you what to do and how to make this a regular habit that's really super easy and mindless to follow, because it's really not. You're not taking anything away. You're not adding anything. You're just, like, really timing your meals appropriately.
Yeah, and within that time, you know, because I know the Food Babe way doesn't really count calories, which I think is an outdated thinking, but within that time, you can eat pretty much as you want, as long as it's good, wholesome foods. And one thing I noticed for myself, Ani, is that when I started fasting, food became more enjoyable because your body is, mm-hmm. I guess, in a way, appreciating it more. And another note on fasting. I was reading an article the other day, and someone put that this fasting trend is going to be over soon. Let me tell you, they've been fasting for thousands of years. I recently bought a book called Rational Fasting, which was written in the 1910s or 1920s, I believe. So it's not really a trend. Mm-hmm. But you said coffee. Now, this is one where you could probably really help me out, because I did read the chapter that talked about caffeine. Longtime listeners of the show, you know, I've had a love-hate relationship with coffee for 2 years. It's like a bad ex-girlfriend that you keep going back to. And I think for some people, it is kind of like a drug addiction, very mild. But you're a coffee drinker, Bonnie.
I do. I drink a little bit of coffee each day. Now, if I drink more than a cup, I get real jittery and my anxiety kind of goes through the roof. So I got to be very careful. And I'm so in tune with my body that I know exactly how it's supposed to make me feel. Now, if I were to drink coffee and not work out afterwards, I would be probably in big trouble. So in those circumstances, I try to drink tea, just because I really do feel the effects of caffeine in my body, and my mood, the way I feel, everything. So, you know, if you're suffering any of these issues like anxiety or, you know, stress, those type of things, really take a look at your caffeine consumption and your coffee consumption. I think that needs to be dialed back. And if you're, you know, if you're feeling fatigued or if you have your energy levels are being affected, really look at the amount of caffeine you're consuming, because it really can have a big effect on that, on your adrenals and things. So, you know, one of the blessings, the most amazing blessings that I add into my diet is green juicing. You know, that has given me such a surge of energy. You know, I can drink that in the middle of the day, and it's just the best energy boost. because your body gets a major dose of nutrition, and it's just, it's so awesome. So.
Yeah, and if I could maybe add some advice to the green juicing issue. Well, first, to the coffee. You know, I think if you can drink a cup and be okay, you know, maybe that's good for some people. But I think someone like me, I just need to get off of it. But anyway, just thinking out loud.
Well, the juicing, it's also important. Hmm? I mean, in the book, though, you know, I also talk about if you do drink coffee, how to drink it, right? So make sure it's organic. Make sure, you know, it's the decaffeinated kind isn't the one with using the crazy chemical process. And so there's some different intricacies to drinking coffee in the book too.
Yeah, and I mean, I just bought a coffee maker for my warehouse too, so I'm in trouble, but I'll figure it out. For the juicing issue of it, one of my maybe I could just offer this piece of advice is one of my sponsors is Vegas Valley Organics, who I get my CSA certified organic veggies from every week. So what I do is I do a meal prep, and whatever's for the week, about 5 or 6 meals that I do during my intermittent fasting, in addition to the green smoothies I drink, but whatever's left, you throw in the juicer. Now, for you, Vani, do you juice the same day? Will you ever drink it the next day, or you just juice it the same day to keep those enzymes intact?
If it's from a centrifuge juicer or a juicer that isn't is kind of one of the ones that isn't as cold pressed, I'll drink it that day. Now, if it comes from a Norwalk or if it's cold pressed, I'll drink it the next day. I have no trouble, you know, doing that. But you'll notice really quickly if you use one from the centrifuge juicer, if you drink it the next day, it doesn't taste as good either. So there's definitely some nutrients that are being degraded in there. So really it's about drinking it as fast as possible because you get those live enzymes that literally boost your energy. One of the ways that, you know, if I know I can't drink a fresh green juice that day, I don't have time to juice, you know, I'll make a green smoothie, and that's an option always too. And it's really about increasing the amount of chlorophyll in your diet and all those nutrients you're getting from the fruits and vegetables. And really that chapter in the book about, you know, adding a green drink to your diet is truly that, a green drink. It could be a green smoothie, it could be a green juice, it could be a wheatgrass shot, it could be a powdered green powder because you're on the road when you're traveling, you don't have access to things. So, you know, it's just a matter of adding that to your diet each day, because as soon as your body starts to get the nutrition it needs, it stops craving the junk food. Really, cravings are the result of our body not getting nutrition it needs. So we can really stop that.
Yeah, and speaking of junk food, a chapter that I really enjoyed, and look, I don't know what your belief system is, but if you believe in a devil or a Lucifer, this entity probably is the one who created cane sugar, because it tastes so good, but it's so bad for you. Like, I don't do sugar often, mm-hmm. but when I do, it's one of those, I'm giving it up completely this year, because when I do eat sugar, I just feel awful, and I don't like feeling like that. So you talk about sugar a little bit in the book. For people that, you know, think cane sugar is natural and it's from the ground, what would you say to, you know, let them know how horrible sugar is, number one? And number two, what are some alternatives that you may offer?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the ways that, you know, here's the deal. Sugar is addictive. It is more addictive than even cocaine, according to animal studies. And that's really scary. And food companies know that. And so they put sugar in things like tomato sauce, things that you wouldn't even believe that you need it in, for a lot of dairy products that are already high in naturally occurring lactose. So, you know, this is a huge problem. It's being added to a lot of foods that they decided to reduce calories. They added more sugar to. So it's a huge problem. So one way I get around that, and one way that I also allow myself to enjoy my sweet tooth, is to use real food ingredients to make things sweet. So one of the recipes in the back of the book is actually for one of my favorite cookies, and I call them forever cookies because really they'll help you live forever. And they're made, the sweetness in it is made from dates, prunes, and a banana. And I tell you, those cookies are absolutely rock star. You would never know that there's no cane sugar or any other refined sugar in them. And that's how I get away with also enjoying something sweet, but also getting some nutrients in your body. Because, you know, dried plums or prunes have a ton of fiber, really great antioxidants, same with dates. and banana has awesome potassium. You're providing nutrition to your body rather than ripping it away like refined sugar does. And also that fiber that is in there will slow down the digestive process, so you won't eat as many cookies, and also your body's blood sugar won't rise quickly. So it's actually a really great way to enjoy sweets. And I include that recipe in there. There's a couple other ones, too, that I'm excited to share with everyone.
So dates, prunes, and bananas. I am going to have to use that because I bake these organic vegan homemade cookies that everyone just loves, but I got to get the cane sugar out of them, so I'm going to implement the dates, the dates, prunes, bananas in there. By the way, too, for the listening audience, there is, I don't know if it's up already or if it'll be up the next tomorrow, but there's a book review that I wrote for Natural News Blogs that's available at the Food Babe Way, and I'm also going to do one of the recipes and put them on healthconspiracy.com. I think I'm going to go with the What was the ice cream recipe I saw in there, Vani? The coconut ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I got a homemade ice cream maker, and I love using that thing. So I'm going to make that with my daughter and post that on healthconspiracy.com because she has such a sweet tooth. Now, we're almost out of time. You know, I want people to get the book to get the full gist of everything, but maybe one – I don't know which one you want to go, because two things where I really fail my audience is eating out because I don't eat out. I just gave up on it. And with the exception of coming soon, if you're in Las Vegas, Veganation hired me to make their all-vegan restaurant non-GMO. So anyone who ever be in Las Vegas starting in February or March, come see Veganation where you can get organic and non-GMO options. But eating out, Vani, and condiments is where I fail because I'm a mustard and hot sauce guy. So which one of those would you maybe offer a couple of tips to help people either have some great flavorful condiments? I'm sure you have some recipes in the book, or maybe what can they look for when they're eating out at restaurants and want to avoid the GMOs and the other toxic ingredients?
Yeah, you know, if you're eating out, a lot of the ways that you'll get exposed to GMOs and inflammatory oils is through corn, soy, and canola oil. And so you can actually ask for your food to be made with just olive oil or butter instead, and which is a much better, healthier alternative than those three. So that's one way. And you can ask just for plain olive oil and balsamic vinegar to put on your salad if you're out and about, and that be your condiment. Now, you mentioned mustard. Mustard's, you know, not that bad of a condiment to love, but, you know, the mustard and the hot sauce could come from certain companies that use all sorts of additives and things. So you just want to make sure that you're choosing, like, the ones that you have at home and you can control. You know, make sure that those are the ones that are organic and don't include all of those questionable ingredients that are talked about in the book, in the 1615 that's in the book. You know, and one of the things is like, you know, we're busy, we're crazy, and, you know, one of the fundamental principles that I try to teach is that let's try to control 15 meals a week that you eat and that you know the ingredients that are in there and that you control. And that could be 5 breakfasts, 5 lunches, 5 dinners, or it could be a combination of those. But really that leaves you up 7 meals to eat out or to be in a situation where six meals where you would have the ability to eat wherever you want and to be in a situation where, you know, your boss asks you to lunch, your coworker wants to meet you for breakfast, or you're meeting a friend for dinner out, or a party, or you're going away for the weekend. Well, if you set yourself up with success and make sure those 15 meals that you're eating and controlling are all really great, nutritious ingredients, then you can, you know, when you're exposed to these other things, it won't have as big of an impact. And so, really, I don't want people going around being obsessive about food. This diet's not about deprivation. It's really about understanding what's in your food so that you can make the best decision at each point where you are. And so I show you, you know, what to do in a Thai restaurant, what to do in a Japanese restaurant, what to do in an Italian restaurant, what to do when you're traveling, what to do in your desk store, what to do when you're buying bread at the supermarket. And so I show you every single scenario so that you can make the best decision for you and your family, and that will really set yourself up for success. It's really about surrounding yourself with these habits and then these, this type of food to really to make you excel to that point of and achieve that level of health that I personally never thought was possible, and I really want everyone to have that.
Yeah, and I love that approach because I think the best way to set yourself up for failure is to try to do it overnight. You know, we're all a product of our subconscious minds. If we try to flip a switch from one day to the next, the subconscious rejects that, and it goes back to the old habits. So, you know, doing things one day at a time, one step at a time is really the best way to do it. So the book is The Food Babe Way, Break Free from the Hidden Toxins in Your Life, and Lose Weight, Look Years Younger, and Get Healthy in Just 21 Days. Available at thefoodbabeway.com and everywhere books are sold. So, Vonnie Hari, thank you so much for being on the show, and just thank you for being an inspiration to everyone who wants to become the best version of themselves and is adding the value to society that you do. You are a consciouspreneur, and we're all fortunate that you're around fighting the good fight.
Thank you so much.
All right, and this is Nick Brandigan signing off. Thank you for listening. Website is healthconspiracy.com. Get the archives at naturalnewsradio.com. I love you all, and I will see you next week.